Eduardo, my friend. Que pasa? How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, man. Doing really well. I just wanted to jump in and say hi. I heard you out there, and been away from some of the radios for a while. So, how you doing?
Not too shabby. It's a pretty good day. Went out to a house concert in Merlin area, pretty close to Jeff over Becklin area. Heard a sister act that sang and played beautifully. It was really cool. And other than that, we're just plugging away. I missed the swap meet, though. I imagine you made that swap meet. It's like one of those things, the hams in the area just, it's a don't want to miss type of thing, and it sounds like I missed out on the camaraderie and whatnot. So you were there. Were you a vendor or just or purchasing or just hanging out like I would have?
Well, I got to tell you, it was a big show. A lot of people were there, a big turnout. Even some people as far away as Ashland. I heard some people from Klamath were coming up there. I don't know if they did, but there was a big showing. A lot of stuff. I actually sold an amplifier today, and all I couldn't sell was a marine radio. But because I had a boat, so anyway, I don't have a boat now. So it was a good time. A lot of people showed up. I was impressed.
Yeah, I'm sorry I missed it. Just for the brotherhood of it all, and that's pretty. I could see why the marine radio wouldn't sell in Grants Pass. If you're in Brookings or something, that might be. Maybe different, but well, it's having a great turnout, and I guess we'll have to wait about 6 months till we have the next one. Seems like we do them about every 6 months. Have I got that right?
Well, yeah, there's the winter field day. I don't know our frequency of swap meets, but, you know, the field day thing is every 6 months. So that's coming up at the end of June. We're going to be out in Pottsville for that. And we're really pushing this one. We're going to have some folks out there and hopefully some barbecue and make a real good time of it.
Yeah, I've participated in some pretty epic field days in the past, particularly down in the mountains surrounding Southern California, 80-some-odd people camping, chili cook-offs, operating all night, and just making points for the... It's just absolutely fun. So maybe if the Pottsville thing, I wonder if the Pottsville thing's going to involve, you know, more than we've done in the past where we just descended upon All Sports Park and just did it in the daylight hours. Maybe this is going to become a whole weekend event like so many clubs do for field day. But what do you think?
Oh, I hear you. I've been there. I've done that. So, yeah, we got to walk before we can run, you know. We got to get people outside. We got to get them excited about doing something like that. We're not in a we're not going to register to compete in field day. We will do exchanges, but they won't account for anything. But, again, we just got to get them started.
Well, I think it's cool that we're doing it because I understand that in years past, SOARC really was not that involved in field day at all, even as a group that handed out points to groups that were competing for contacts. But that's cool. Okay. Well, I'm definitely going to make sure I participate in that. So anyway, the net's about to start in about 7 minutes, so I'm going to get off the radio and anticipate the start of the net, but I can't say thanks enough for coming back and saying hi. And I still need to use you and your spud gun and get some wires stuck in trees up. I've just had a lot of trees that have come down, so glad I didn't have wires in those trees. Anyway, talk to you later at WRKU327 Mobile. Clear on yours.
Fantastic, guys. So, a cannon today with a fishing rod spool on it. You know, it's massive. Yeah, we should talk. Come to the next meeting. And yeah, we'll get this field day thing going. Good to talk to you. We'll turn it over to the net. This is WRAG 842.
Okay, everybody. The AMRON net's going to begin in 5 minutes. Do me a favor, all of us, and keep the frequency clear at that time, please. If you can't be with us in person, you can check in online at soamron.com at any time. That is soamron.com. And go to the early check-ins link on the homepage. Fill out the blanks, and we'll make sure we get you checked in. Be back at 7 p.m. WRUA 709. Clear.